Well, it's good to be back with my brothers and sisters. I'm glad to see that you had the pleasure of getting to know my brother Ed Miller. He's one of the sweetest brothers on the face of the earth. And for more than 35 years, I ministered with him at two different retreats twice a year.
有过去的35年, 每年有两次, 都和他在一次的退休会里面, 我们一起的服侍。
Now, I thought for sure when Ed came and spoke, you'd never ask me back again, but...
我想当你们请他来讲的时候, 你们可能永远也不会再请我来了。
But I find myself back here at the end of another year.
但是我又发觉我在另外的年底我又来到了这里。
And we gave you a little bit of an assignment.
我们也给了你们布置了一点作业。
Now, how deeply have you plunged into the Gospel of John?
你们有多深地进入到约翰福音的里面?
It has such a simple gospel surface.
它有这样的一个在外面是一个这么简单的一部福音。
And an ocean of depth underneath.
但是在它表面的下面是像海洋一样深。
We are looking for the Lord to revive and invigorate us in the coming year.
我们期望我们的主在将来的这一年来重新的恢复，也来激励我们。
To recover the things that are lost.
来让那些失落的东西重新被恢复。
What do we need going forward?
我们将来我们需要做什么？
Better preaching?
是更好的传道吗？
Better singing?
是更好的唱诗吗？
More offerings?
还是更多的奉献呢？
What do we need?
我们需要的是什么？
John tells us.
约翰这样向我们说。
But John doesn't tell us the details.
约翰并没有把很多的细节来给我们。
But he tells us those fundamental things that enable us to receive a greater life from the Lord.
但是他把那些最基本的东西来告诉我们，让我们从主那里更丰富的来得到。
We find that John, he's not interested so much in preaching or in theology or in outward things.
我们看见约翰他不是那么在外在的那些传道和神学方面他有很多的兴趣。
But John tells us the basis of our recovery as the bride of Christ.
但是约翰教给我们要恢复到基督的心腹的最基本的要义。
He's interested in logos. In Zoe, in Phos, in Agape.
他是对神的生命,对神的道,对神的爱,对神的光非常感兴趣。
These are the fundamental chemicals that when fleshed out, create reviving.
这些东西都是那些基本的那些化学的元素,当他们被拿出来的时候,就成为我们的恢复。
So as I'm speaking along, I may use these Greek words, and I hope my brother doesn't have to translate them every time. So here's what we're talking about. Logos. You know that means word. Zoe. You know that means life. We get zoology from this Greek word.
我们讲到从这个希腊文里面，我们讲到这个生动物学。No,
zoology.
动物学。
And then phos, P-H-O-S, phos.
光这个词。
This means light.
这就意识着光。
We get the word photography, photography from that word.
我们就看到照片这个光学的这个光学也是这个词。
And agape.
然后神的爱。
And that means agape.
就指的是神的爱。
Well, you know that means love.
当然你知道是指到神的爱。
These are the basic building blocks.
这就是那些最基本的一些元素。
If these things are present in our midst,
如果这些东西在我们的里面,
then the Lord can flesh these things out into life.
然后我们的主就可以把这来让它完成成为生命。
You understand?
你明不明白?
The whole basis is John 1:14.
就是最基本的就是约翰福音1章14节。
The Logos, that great principle, was fleshed out in Jesus.
这个道在我们的主耶稣身上成了肉身。
We need Zoe fleshed out.
我们需要这个生命来充满。
Phos, fleshed out.
让光来充满。
Agape, fleshed out.
让神的爱来充满。
This is the recovery that the Lord is doing in these days.
这就是我们主在今天所要做的恢复。
So tonight we're beginning with Logos is Zoe.
今天我们就讲到道是生命。
The Logos of life.
就是生命的道。
Let's read some scriptures in the Gospel of John that touch on this matter, life.
然后我们先读约翰福音的一点圣经。
John 1:1.
约翰福音一章一节。
In the beginning was the Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Verse 4.
第四节。
In him was Zoe. And the Zoe was the Phos of men.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
John 1:14.
一章十四节。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We have seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal Zoe.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 4:14.
约翰四章十四节。
But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal Zoe.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为源泉，直涌到永生。
John 5:21.
五章二十一节。
For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them Zoe, even so the Son also gives Zoe to whom he wishes.
父怎样叫死人起来使他们活着，子也照样随自己的意思使人活着。
John 5:39.
五章三十九节。
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal Zoe, and it is these that testify about me.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
John 6:35.
六章三十五节。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of Zoe. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And finally, John chapter 6, verse 63.
六章六十三节。
It is the Spirit who gives Zoe. The flesh profits nothing.The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and Zoe.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
O Lord, we come to you at the end of this year.
主，我们在年末，我们来到你面前。
Mercy drops round us are fallen.
让你的恩典来临到我们。
But for the showers we plead.
我们也是让你恩典大大的临到我们。
Showers of blessing.
愿你更多的祝福
from the throne and your life.
从你的宝座得到生命
reveal to us your living way.
把你活的道显给我们
grant us not only life, but abundant life.
不仅把生命赐给我们，并且让我们得的更丰盛
we thank you that we can gather together with such precious saints.
我们感谢你，因为你让我们能够和这样宝贝的圣徒们在一起
now do invigorate our minds and our bodies to comprehend what lies ahead.
让你来激活我们的心灵，我们的肉体，让我们能够来明白在摆在我们前面的。
We commit this time unto you in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，把这交在你的手里。
Amen.
Amen.
I know John's gospel is a favorite gospel to preach to the unbeliever.
约翰福音是我们向那些不信主的人传福音的时候，我们最喜欢的福音书。
John clearly says that his purpose, as he writes it in John chapter 20.
当约翰在他写约翰福音的时候，他在他第二十章的时候，明显的把他的目的写了出来。
He said many other signs did Jesus do in the presence of his apostles, which are not written in this book.
他说，耶稣在他的门徒面前还行了很多的神迹。
But these have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and having believed, receive Zoe in his name.
但记这些事是要你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
This is John's stated purpose.
这是约翰他明白的告诉我们他的目的。
Ah, but we have a whole other level, don't we?
但是我们还有一个更深的一层。
Now, what's the Spirit's purpose for breathing upon the Apostle John and writing this gospel?
圣灵他向约翰来说话，写下约翰福音，他有什么更深的意思呢
？Surely beyond the gospel, there must be something for his beloved children.
在福音以外，对他的他所爱的儿女们，肯定还有一些意思。
At least we know that John chapters 13 through 17 must be for the believer, because the unbeliever has no idea what that's talking about.
因为我们知道在约翰福音十三到十七章里面那一定是对着他的信徒们来讲的因为那些不信的人根本不明白他是什么意思
John is speaking about another dimension of our Christian life
约翰是讲到我们基督徒生活的另外的一维空间
John is talking about something that will hasten the Lord's return
约翰是讲到有关让我们可以催促主回来的事情
But first we're going to have to be detectives and crack the code
首先我们是要成为一个侦探我们来破解其中的密码
Have you seen some of those books on the market now about the Bible code?
你们可能在这个市场上看见有一些这些密码的书
They take the Hebrew letters and go across this way and then this way like a crossword puzzle and come up with all kinds of strange things
他们就把那个希伯来文的那个字摆在一起然后这样的交叉的这样看好像能
No,
找出一些特别的意思来。
Here is the code we need to crack.
但是我们今天所要破解的密码是这样。
Why did John throw this word logos into the whole mix?
约翰为什么把道这个词来放在这个中间？
The other gospels don't do that.
其他的福音书好像没有这样讲。
If he wanted to talk about Jesus' divinity, he could have talked about him being Jehovah, Lord, Son of God.
如果他想讲到我们主他的神性的话，可以讲到他是耶和华神，是我们的主，是神的儿子。
In fact, he does talk about Jesus that way.
当然，他也是这样的描述耶稣。
But he starts out with this prologue, and he emphasizes this word logos.
但是在他的好像序言的那里，他特别强调这个道这个词。
Now, what's that all about?
这是什么意思呢
？Now we know in the first century.This word logos, of course, had real meaning in the context of Greek and Jewish culture.
我们知道，在第一主后的第一个世纪，这个道这个词是在希腊文和这个犹太他们的传统里面，它是有意思的。
To the Greeks, logos meant three things.
对于那些希腊人来讲，这个道其实是表达了三个意思。
Logos was defined as the energy that orders.The universe.
这是讲到那个一个能量，然后把这个整个的宇宙来让它有秩序。
The seasons.
好像季节。
The signs in the heavens.
好像天象。
The laws of nature.
好像自然的规律。
You know, even as Paul talks about Christ being the Christ that holds all things together in the universe.
当保罗他讲到基督，他说基督是把这个一切都来持续的保持在一起的。
That's the first meaning of logos to the Greeks, an ordering force that holds this world together.
对希腊人来讲，这个道的第一个意思就是把这所有的事情来固定化在一起的这个力量。
The second meaning?
第二个意思。
Logos is the divine spark in a human being that enables him to reason and make him superior to animals.
这个道是指到我们这个在我们人里面的一个好像一个神圣的一个火花，让我们可以能够有理性来推理，让我们来超过那些动物。
They say the divine spark of logos.
这就是讲到这个道的神圣的火花。
Man can reason.
人是可以有理性的。
The third meaning.
第三个意思。
It's a religious meaning.
是一个宗教上的意思。
Logos is the divine reason.
这个道是一个神圣的理性。
In other words, this universe is full of mysteries.
换句话说，这个世界充满了各种各样的奇妙的事情。
But there's a divine mind that understands these mysteries.
但是有一个神圣的一个大脑，他能明白着所有的事情。
And a human being, if he enters into this mystical experience, these secrets of the universe are divulged.
我们人，如果我们能够进到这个神秘的这个头脑的里面，这个神秘的事情就可以向我们来显明。
Now, we've been doing a Bible study in the Gospel of John lately.
我们最近在查经查到约翰福音。
So I think I'm using 14 commentaries as I study.
我在学习的时候，我用了14本不同的解经书。
And a lot of them spend more than 100 pages on logos.
他们有的是花100页的篇幅来讲到道这个词。
They say John is fighting against the Gnostic heresies of his day.
他们说在那个时候，约翰是用这个词来抵抗那些诺斯底主义的思潮。
No, he's not.
当然不是这样。
He's not interested in theological fights.
他并不是对这些这个神学的征战有兴趣。
He's interested in spiritual reality.
他是对属灵的实际有兴趣。
And that's what Logos is all about.
这就是道的全部的意义。
Now, in the first century AD, there were also some Jewish rabbis and scholars, Greek speaking.
在第一个世纪，有很多讲希腊文的这个犹太人的拉比。
And logos was a familiar and important word for them.
这个道这个词对他们来说是很熟悉，也是很重要的一个词。
By the first century AD, as you know, many of the Jews felt God's name was too holy to say.
到了主后的第一个世纪，很多犹太人他们认为神的名字太神圣了，他们都不能来说发出来。
So out of respect for God, they wouldn't say Jehovah or Yahweh.
所以他们由于尊敬神的缘故，他们不敢说耶和华这个词。
But they change and put a word in there instead.
但是他们改变的方式，用另外一个词放在那里。
One of their favorites is Hashem.
另外他讲到的这个词，也就是神的名字。
Anybody know what Hashem means?
有没有人知道这个词是什么意思？
The name.
就是神的名字。
We pray to the name.
因为我们是向这个名来求。
We pledge by the name.
因为我们是在那里向着这个名，我们来做我们的事。
See, they're afraid to name that name, but they say we're praying to the name.
他们不敢发出这个名字，所以他们说我们向这个名来祷告。
But a second alternative they use is memre or logos.
另外，他们用的一个词是讲到道这个词。
And memre is just an Aramaic word for logos, word.
是亚玛尼亚这个词里面讲到这个道这个词。
The rabbis, I'll give you three examples of how they translated the Bible.
我想给你们三个例子讲到这些拉比他们怎么翻译圣经的。
Genesis 1:1.
在创世纪第一章第一节。
In the beginning, Logos created heaven and earth.
他们讲到在起初道创造了天地。
Now the Bible says Elohim, that's God.
在圣经里面说神创造天地。
But they don't want to say the name.
但是他们不想来说出他的名字。
Logos created heaven and earth.
他们说道创造了天和地。
But of course they mean God.
当然他们指的是神。
A second verse.
第二处。
Psalm 33:6.
在诗篇的33篇第六节。
By the logos of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their hosts.
诗篇33篇第六节，诸天借耶和华的命而造，万象借他口中的气而成。
Now the logos of the word is now a divine name of the one who's created the world.
讲到这个道是这个那个神圣的名，他是创造这个天地的。
And then here's a third one in Psalm 119:130.
在第三处是诗篇119篇130节。
The unfolding of your logos gives light.It imparts understanding to the simple.
你的言语一解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
So here again, they use the word word, but they make it a divine substance.
他反复的用到这个道这个词，但是他们在这里用了一些替代的词语。
But Logos's most important thought to the Jewish rabbis was this.
但是对于这些犹太人的拉比，最重要的道这个意思是这样的。
The Jewish cosmology understood that there were two separate realities, heavens and the earth.
这个犹太人他们的宇宙学里面讲到有两个不同的空间，一个是天，一个是地。
And because of sin, There is a separation between heaven and earth.
因为罪的缘故，在天和地中间有了分别。
But logos became the ladder between heaven and earth.
但是道成了天和地中间的梯子。
You remember how Jesus said to Nathanael, "You will see the Son of Man running up and down on the ladder, heaven and earth."
你记不记得耶稣对拿单也说，你要看见神的使者在这个梯子上上去下来。
You see, the Jews believed that even though the heavens and the earth are two separate entities, at times they met.
所以当犹太人他们虽然知道天和地是两个不同的事物，但是有时候他们是会联系起来的。
And how do we know that they met?
我们怎么知道他们能够相遇呢？
Because it results in glory.
因为在那里就发出荣耀来。
When earth and heaven touch, there's glory.
当天和地接触的时候就有荣耀发出来。
There's a connection.
在那里有一个联系。
Heaven and earth are one.
天和地成为一。
These are the concepts behind the Jewish understanding of logos.
这就是犹太人他们对道这个词的含义的理解。
Well, we're getting closer.
我们已经很接近了。
But we haven't cracked the key yet.
但是我们还没有找到其中的关键。
The key is found, of course, in John 1:14.
当然这个关键是在约翰福音一章十四节那里。
Actually, this one verse unfolds the whole Gospel of John.
就是这一处的圣经把整个的约翰福音都给我们打开。
And the word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
And we've seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Now, we don't know when John saw that glory, but most people think it was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们不知道约翰什么时候看见了那个荣光，但是很大多数人认为他是在变化山上看见的。
You know, the disciples were up in Caesarea Philippi.
这些门徒们是在腓立比加萨利亚的腓立比。
And they received three life-changing revelations there.
他们接受了改变他们生命的三个启示。
Do you remember what they were?
你记不记得那是什么？
First,
第一，
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
The second,
第二，
I will build my church.
我要建立我的教会。
The third.
第三。
I go to Jerusalem to die on the cross.
我要上耶路撒冷，要上十字架。
These three revelations.
这三方面的启示。
Rang in the spirits of the disciples, but was incomprehensible at the time.
在使徒们的他们的灵里面震响，但是他们并不能明白。
They saw it.
他们看见了。
That's what revelation is.
这就是启示是的意思。
But they didn't understand it.
但是他们不能明白。
You could tell they didn't understand it.
你可以知道他们不明白。
Peter said, "Thou art the Christ."
彼得说你是基督。
Five minutes later, he says, "Lord, you're not going to Jerusalem. You don't know what you're doing."
五分钟以后，他说主，你不能上耶路撒冷去，你不知道你要做什么。
What's missing there?
中间有什么缺乏的呢？
Well, now, if he's the Messiah, the Son of the Living God, whatever he says goes.
如果你是基督，是永生神的儿子，他说什么你就听。
But if you truly see who he is, you don't argue with him.
如果你真正看见他是谁，你不要和他争论。
Do you argue with God?
你有没有与神来争论？
Well, it's wonderful vocal exercise.
当然是一个很好的我们可以来发声的一个训练。
But you can't win an argument with God.
但是你与神争论，你赢不了的。
So those three disciples were chewing on those revelations as they went down the mountain.And 8 days later found themselves higher up on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以那三个门徒当他们从山上下来的时候反复思想这三个启示，然后八天以后他们上到变化山上面。
You know, John was up there with Peter and James.
约翰和彼得雅各在一起。
And Jesus.
还有主耶稣。
And he saw something he could not immediately explain.
他看见了一件事情，他不能马上的能够来解释。
He actually saw it in the reverse order that he tells it in John 1:14.
他其实看见了一幕，就是好像是约翰福音一章十四节那里的讲的反过来。
Here's what he saw.
他是看见的是这样的一幕。
He saw the flesh become logos.
他看见肉身变成了道。
Now his declaration is the Logos became flesh, which is true.
一章十四节那里宣告道成肉身是真实的。
But here John had been walking with this Jesus, this Messiah, this healer, this teacher.
但是约翰一直和耶稣和这个基督受膏者和这个大夫一起
Such a great man.
是这样伟大的一个人
Then on the Mount of Transfiguration.
但是在变化山上
His eyes were opened.
他的眼睛被打开了
Heaven touched earth.
天就摸着了地
Glory came down.
荣耀就彰显下来
And in the flesh of this man, Jesus Christ, he saw divinity, the Logos.
然后他在这个耶稣的身上，这个肉身上面，他看见了神性，就看见了道。
He had been dwelling among them all this time.
这他一直住在他们的中间。
And suddenly he saw his glory.
突然他看见了他的荣耀。
Full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典和真理。
And from that moment,
在那一刻
John could never look at Jesus the same way again.
约翰再也不能用同样的方式来看我们的主耶稣了。
Many Christians are saved.
很多基督徒他们得救
But they've not seen the glory.
但是他们还没有看见荣耀
If you have,
如果你看见的话
you can never be the same.
你绝对不会再一样
This is the moment that John speaks about as he writes the Gospel of John.
这就是当约翰他写约翰福音的时候他讲的那件事情
Now, let me explain a little bit more.
我再多解释一下
Notice what he said.
你在这里注意他想的什么
And the Logos became flesh and tabernacled among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间
Now what's he talking about?
他讲的是什么
The Shekinah glory.
他讲到这个荣耀的同在
Do you have this word, Shekinah?
你记不记得这个词荣耀的同在
It's a Hebrew word.
是一个希伯来文
But let me just explain it just for a minute.
我在这里花一点时间跟你们解释一下。
Actually, this Shekinah, this word, is not in the Hebrew Old Testament.
这个荣耀同在这个词在旧约里面其实并没有出现。
The verb it comes from,
它是从一个动词衍生出来的。
Shakan,
就是摇晃。
Means to dwell.
就是居住的意思。
So in Exodus 25:8, we find this word.
在出埃及记二十五章第八节，我们找到这个词。
The Lord says, "Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may Shekinah dwell among them."
主说要让他们为我建圣所，让我可以住在他们的中间。
So you understand what the Shekinah glory is.
所以你就明白这个荣耀的同在的意思。
It's His dwelling presence.
是他同住的。同在
Now the Jews began to use this term after the exile.
犹太人他们在被掳以后开始用到这个词
Because they wanted to distinguish two different kinds of glory.
因为他们想区分关于荣耀的两个方面
There is the manifest glory.
有一个是呈现出来的荣耀
Kavod.
讲到威荣
It means the light.
讲到那个大光
This is whenThe Lord came down on Mount Sinai.
这就是神他降临到西乃山上。
Or the tabernacle was built and the glory came down.
就像这个帐幕建成了以后，神的荣耀就充满了那个帐幕。
Or Solomon finished up the temple and the glory came down.
当所罗门完成了他的圣殿，神的荣耀就充满其中。
That's a manifest glory.
这是那个表现出来的荣耀。
But by Jesus' time, they were talking about.The Shekinah glory.
但是到了耶稣那个时代，他们更多的讲到是荣耀的同在。
Now what was that glory?
这个荣耀是什么意思呢？
The Jews believed that whenever you went to the temple, you could sense the presence of God in the temple.
犹太人他们讲，你什么时候到圣殿去，你都能感受到神他的同在。
It wasn't the radiating glory as the fire and the smoke over the tabernacle in the wilderness.
不像是在旷野那个会幕上面的那个发光的那个荣耀。
But the Shekinah was the sense of his presence when you gathered together at the temple.
但是当你们聚在圣殿的时候，你能感觉到他荣耀的同在。
So the saints loved to go to the temple.
所以他们很喜欢到这个圣殿里去。
They sang those songs of ascents.
他们就唱这个上行之诗。
I was glad when they said unto me, under me. I was glad when they said unto me, under me. I was glad when they said unto me, under me. Let us go to the house of the Lord. How come there's a kind of glory all around the house, in the house.I can feel his presence everywhere I go. In that, I'm just making this song up.
这个歌就唱到他们这样向我说，让我们一起去到神的殿里面，因为那里有神荣耀的同在。
What a precious experience for the Jews who were holy and loved God to go to Jerusalem, to walk into the gates, and to feel the Shekinah glory of God.
那些盼望着圣洁的那些犹太人，当他们经过这个门来进到圣殿的时候，他们感觉到神的荣耀的同在，这是多么宝贵的事情。
Now the reason that these Jewish rabbis began talking about the Shekinah glory,
这些犹太的拉比他们讲到这个荣耀同在中的原因，
they said that that Shekinah glory stayed with the temple until it was destroyed.
他们说到神荣耀的同在与这个圣殿在一起，直到他被圣殿被毁的那一天。
When the Babylonians destroyed the temple,
当巴比伦人摧毁这个圣殿的时候，
As Ezekiel says, the glory departed from the temple.
就像以西结说的，神的荣耀离开了。
Now after the captivity,
当他们被掳以后，
Zerubbabel built the second temple.
耶路巴伯又建造了第二座圣殿。
And they set it up exactly according to plan.
他们按照他们的设计来那样很精确的把它建造起来。
But there was no Shekinah.
但是没有神荣耀的同在。
And all the way up in that second temple, right up to Jesus' day, the Shekinah was missing.
一直到耶稣的来的那个日子，这个圣殿里面神荣耀的同在都不在那里。
Now, how did worldly King Herod compensate for the lack of Shekinah?
这个希律王他怎样为了因为没有人神的荣耀的同在，他怎么来补偿呢？
Herod built the temple of greater outward glory than Solomon did.
希律他建造的圣殿比所罗门建的圣殿更荣耀更大。
Everything was covered in gold.
所有的一切都是被包金的。
They spent millions of dollars on fixing up the temple special.
他花了很多很多的钱把这个圣殿建得很荣耀。
Oh, it was beautiful.
很美丽。
Only one thing missing.
但是有一样是缺失的。
No Shekinah.
没有神荣耀的同在。
And so the Jews have a tradition, which they have to this day.
所以那些犹太人他们有这样的一个传统直到今天。
Which we'll look at again tomorrow.
我们明天可能还会讲。
Whenever they gathered for the Feast of Tabernacles,
当他们每次为了祝棚节聚在一起，
their main prayer burden was for the return of the Messiah because they believed the glory would come back to his temple.
他们祷告的一个主题就是为了基督的回来，因为他们知道这个神荣耀需要在那里。
Why was there no Shekinah glory?
为什么没有神荣耀的同在？
Because the ark was missing.
因为这个约柜不在了。
You can build a beautiful temple, but if the ark of his presence is missing, there's no presence.
如果你建一个很美的圣殿，但是他的约柜不在了，就约柜是他的同在。
So the Jews would pray, "Oh Messiah, come," because they believe when the Messiah comes to his temple, as it says, the glory will come down.
当他们在那里祷告，他说：“基督啊，求弥赛亚，请你回来，因为他们知道，当弥赛亚回来的时候。”神的荣耀就回来了。
Now you see what this is all about.
所以你就知道这后面的意义是什么。
This is all about recovery.
这就是一切讲到恢复。
John is the apostle of recovery.
约翰是恢复的那个使徒。
And the second layer of the Gospel of John is to recover the glory in the church.
约翰福音的第二层是讲到在教会里面恢复神的荣耀。
The Shekinah glory.
神荣耀的同在的荣耀。
He saw the Shekinah glory tabernacled in Jesus.
因为他看见神荣耀的同在聚集在耶稣的身上，
full of grace and truth，
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
But don't forget，
但是别忘了，
John was there on the day of Pentecost when the kavod came down。
约翰在五旬节那一天，他在那里当神的威荣降下来的时候，
tongues of fire stood over the believer，
像火焰像舌头一样来降在这个信徒身
上。 The glory of God had come back，
神的荣耀回来了。
And then John was there through the years as Jesus built his church。
然后约翰在耶稣建造他教会的这些年，他一直在那里。
And the church, because it was built out of Jesus' own life, had that same Shekinah glory of His presence.
因为这个教会是用基督的生命，耶稣的生命来建造起来了，所以是充满了他同在这个荣耀。
And when they gathered,
当他们聚集在一起，
sinners would say, "Indeed, the presence of the Lord is here among these people."
那些人他们就说神 他的荣耀实在在这些人的中间。
There was Zoe，
那里有生命。
There was force，
然后有光。
There was agape，
然后有爱。
This is what John is speaking about in his gospel，
这是约翰在约翰福音里面所讲到的。
Now we know by the time of Revelation，
我们知道到了启示录的时候，
There were questions about the glory，
那时候已经为这个荣耀有了起了一些问题。
In those seven churches, some of them were losing that glory.
讲到这个七个教会，他们已经在缺失了这个荣耀。
They were developing doctrines, but missing force.
他们在那里来钻研，开发了一些这个教义，但是他们没有光了。
They were become busy, even with worship and liturgies, but they were losing Zoe.
他们越来越忙碌，甚至有各种各样的仪式，但是他们没有生命了。
They were checking out false apostles, but they had left their first agape.
他们在那里来为了那个假先知，他们来抵抗他们，但是他们已经失去了起初的爱。
Do you see?
你有没有看到
？John wants the recovery of glory to the church.
约翰想把荣耀重新恢复到教会的里面。
Now there are two things we must see.If we would know this recovery,
如果我们愿意认识这个恢复的话，我们必须看见两件事。
Two matters of spiritual reality,
属灵实际的两个方面。
First,
第一点
，He tabernacled among us.
他住在我们中间。
That's the first.
第一。
The second is,
第二点
，We beheld His glory.
我们也亲眼见过他的荣光。
He tabernacled among us.
他居住在我们中间。
It's wonderful.
实在很美。
John and the 12 disciples saw Jesus, the tabernacle, logos and glory among them.
约翰和十二个使徒，他们看见我们的主支搭帐篷，居住在我们的中间，他的荣耀与他们同在。
You see, the Shekinah isn't something that does, you know, has firecrackers going off.
你看见这个荣耀的同在，不像我们所放的烟花和爆竹。
But if you behold Jesus, the man, you'll see the Shekinah.
但是如果你定睛看耶稣的话，你就看见这个荣耀的同在。
And they saw it.
他们看见了。
They saw the logos connecting heaven and earth.
他们看见了道把天与地联系起来。
They saw this logos full of grace and truth.
他们看见这个道充充满满有恩典有真理。
You see, that's why we know this is about recovery. Because recovery, the issue is always glory.
因为我们知道这个讲到的是恢复，因为恢复总是要恢复的是荣耀。
But having seen the Shekinah glory in the Lord Jesus Christ,
当他看见荣耀神荣耀的同在在主的身上，
we can't come into a recovery of spiritual reality.
我们一直会来到这个属灵实际的恢复的上面。
Unless we see this glory in the body of Christ among us.
如果我们不能看见在我们中间，我们在基督的身体的里面这个荣耀，我们就不能达到属灵的实际。
Has the Logos tabernacled among us?
神的道有没有支搭帐篷居住在我们的中间？
Do you see it?
你有没有看见？
If you see it, then there's hope for recovery.
如果你看见了，我们恢复还有指望。
You have to see that Shekinah glory.
你必须要看见神同在的荣耀。
To know that presence of God.
你要认识到神的同在。
You see, because now the church is the Lord's vessel to connect heaven and earth.
因为当日当今这个教会是联系天和地的。
The church is to be full of grace and truth.
这个教会要充充满满的有恩典和真理。
It's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
这是没有任何的皱纹和任何的缺陷的这样的一个教会。
Now many Christians don't crack that code.
很多基督徒他们不能破解这个密码。
Why?
为什么？
Because when they look at the house of God,
当他们看神的 家的时候，
all they see are problems, divisions, traditions, a lot of words, a lot of leaders, a lot of buildings, a lot of religion.
他们看到的只是外在的问题，外面的传统，外面的纷争和很多的各种各样的话语和很多的一些试图带领的和各种各样的问题。
Now you cannot recover what you've never seen.
你如果从来没有看见过的话，你没有办法恢复。
So what have you seen?
你看见过什么呢？
Oh, we need to see. That's why Paul prayed for the Ephesians.
这就是为什么保罗为了以弗所教会来祷告。
Oh, that your eyes might be open.
愿意让神打开我们心里面的眼睛。
That you might see now.What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance among the saints?
你就可以看，现在就看见神在他的圣徒身上所得到的荣耀的丰富。
Now, if you just look around you and say, "Oh, not that saint. There's no glory there. Well, there's no richness over there." You see, well, we'll never recover.
如果你只是看看周围，你觉得那个圣徒身上没有荣耀，那个圣徒也没有荣耀，我们就永远也不能恢复。
That's why when we look at Revelation.And see the seven churches.
所以当我们看启示录，我们看到七个教会。
If you just start in chapter 2 and 3 and go over all of the faults of those seven churches,
当你来看第二章、第三章，你数算那些七个教会他们的错误。
Well, you've missed the spiritual reality.
你就在那里失去了属灵的实际。
Because Jesus' message to the church doesn't start in chapter 2, it starts in chapter 1.
因为耶稣向七个教会的书信不是从第二章开始，而是从第一章开始的。
And we see spiritual reality when we see things through the Lord's eyes.
当我们是通过我们主的视角来看问题的话，我们就看见属灵的实际。
And the Lord sees his church as a lampstand all of gold.
我们的主看他的教会是金灯台。
Isn't she beautiful?
她是不是很美丽？
You see how beautiful the church is?
你有没有看见教会的美丽？
She's bought for, paid for, redeemed, and from an eternal point of view, already perfect.
她是被买赎回来的，她已经是在永远的这个眼光里面已经是完美了。
Now once you see the perfection of the church,
如果你看到这个教会的完美的时候，
then you can help restore and recover the things that need recovering.
然后你就可以来帮助来恢复需要所恢复的。
But if you think the church is a harlot, it's a mess, it's a negative thing.
如果你觉得教会只是一个淫妇，是一个一团混乱的话，
well,
完全负面的。
You can criticize or complain, but you can't recover.
你就可以来批评，你可以抱怨，但是你不能恢复。
The problem is always starting from the right perspective.
这个问题一定要从正确的视角来看。
You understand what I mean?
你知不知道我是什么意思？
It's like the old saying.
好像就是老话是这么说。
Before we do spiritual warfare,
当我们在开始属灵征战以前，
we have to understand that we're fighting from victory, not to victory.
我们要明白我们是从得胜以至于得胜，而不是为了得胜。
And if we're to see the Lord perfecting His church,
如果我们看见主，他让他的教会成为完全，
we must see Him starting with a golden lampstand and bringing the church to its perfection.
我们必须看见主，他是从一个金灯台开始，然后把它带到完全的地步。
So these things, we're going to talk about these three times together.
我们在一起的这个三堂，我们会讲这些事情。
Okay, now tonight we're talking about the first six chapters.
今天我们讲前面的六章。
Now, who memorized those six chapters?
谁能背下来这全部的六章？
But I hope you read them.
我希望你能预备好。
Because the first six chapters focus on logos is Zoe.
希望你们读过了这个，因为前面的六章讲到道是生命。
All right, now I have an auction going here. How many times do you think the word Zoe is used in the Gospel of John? Do I hear 10 times?
我在这里有一个拍卖，有多少人知道这个约翰福音里面生命出现多少次？
Eric says more.
十次。
How about 20 times?
二十次。
30?
三十。
Oh, it's getting quieter now. How about 40?
没有声音了，是四十次。
Do I get another sneeze?
有没有那次还有？
50 times.
五十次。
Zoe, 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 Zoe.
讲到生命，生命，生命，生命。
Brothers and sisters, what do we need? Zoe.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们讲到生命，我们是什么意思？
Not a bunch of religion and busyness. We need Zoe.
我们不需要宗教，我们也不需要忙碌，我们需要生命。
Oh, when the Logos can be Zoe, the glory comes down.
当道成了生命，这个荣耀就降下来。
There's a Shekinah presence when there's Zoe.
当在生命里面有神荣耀的同在。
And so in the first six chapters, the emphasis is on Zoe life.
所以在前面六章的重点是讲到生命。
He uses there's signs. His miraculous signs show this Zoe life.
他就用到这些他行的神迹来表明这个生命的意义。
And John 3:16 is the central verse.
约翰三章十六节是关键的最中心的这个圣经。
For God so loved the world, He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting Zoe.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Next time we'll do John chapter 7 through 12, and that's talking about false.
下一次我们从约翰福音七章讲到十二章，这是讲到光。
32 times.
三十二次。
I am the false of the world.
他说到我是这世上的光。
And the key verse there is John 8:12.
那里关键句是八章十二节。
Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the force of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the force of life.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Light brings life.
光把生命带进来。
Then the third time, if I'm still alive,
如果到第三堂，如果还活着的话，
as we get near the end of the year,
因为我们接近年末了。
John chapter 13 through 17.
是约翰福音十三到十七章。
Logos is love.
讲到道也是爱。
27 times agape is used there.
讲到二十七次讲到神的爱。
So we have these things to look forward to.
所以我们来盼望来分享这些。
Now back to Logos is Zoe.
我们现在再回到讲到神的道是生命。
Now has anybody named their child Zoe here?
有没有人给他们的女儿起名叫 Zoe?
I hope they're lively.
我希望他们会活的。
In New York, we have a brother who owns a bulldog named Zoe.
我们在纽约有一个弟兄，他有给一个狗起名叫 Zoe.
And we call Zoe our gospel dog.
我们给这个狗起名说它是传福音的狗。
Now you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because we go out with tracks out in the park and try to talk and people won't talk to us.
因为我们到外面，我们到这个公园里面跟别人讲，别人不想理我们。
Then we bring Zoe and everybody talks.
当我们把这条狗带出去，别人所有人都愿意跟我们讲话了。
Zoe, that's what we need.
我们需要这个有生命的这条狗。
Life.
生命。
Now, let me go back to the beginning of John.
我们再回到约翰福音的起初。
And I'd like to read it in English correctly.
我想用正确的英文那里 来读它。
Now, English translations try to make it compact, but there's something they're missing.
英文呢，它的翻译是想试图更简练，但是它好像缺少了一点。
This beginning of the prologue is written in the imperfect. Do you know what that is?
在这个序言讲到是个不是那么很完美。
So, I'll give you an example. In the beginning was the Word.
在太初有道。
Actually, in the beginning was always the Word.
其实实际上是讲到太初一直有道。
And the Word was always with God.
道一直与神同在。
And the Word is always God.
道一直就是神。
Now that takes care of the Jehovah's Witness argument right there.
这就来好像就否决了那些耶和华见证人他们的那些论调。
Then verse 2.
第二节。
He was always in the beginning with God.
这道太初一直与神同在。
Now when did the Father and the Son first get together?
当父与子他们什么时候来到一起的呢？
Always.
他们一直在一起。
When did always start?
这个一直是从什么时候开始呢？
He was always together with God.
他一直与神同在。
Verse 3.
第三节。
All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being which came into being.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Verse 4 and 5.
第四、第五节。
In him was always Zoe, and the Zoe was always the phos of men.
生命一直在他里头，这生命一直就是人的光。
The phos was always shining in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
光一直照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
So we begin the journey about Zoe.
所以我们就开始了这个生命的这个旅途。
Now I'm just going to have to give you a few summaries going from chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or we'll be here all night.
我们只能把第六章，到第六章我们讲一些它的摘要。
So here is John chapter 1, the spiritual reality.
在约翰福音第一章是讲到属灵的实际。
Logos speaks and something eternal happens.
当道一发生，有一个永远的事情就出现了。
That's Logos 101. That's the first basic lesson.
这是我们的基本功，我们要讲到这个道的话。
Chapter 1 shows us the power of the Word of God.
第一章讲到神，他的道的能力。
The Logos speaks things into being.
道一发生，一切就被造了。
It's the creation story there in those first few verses.
这是创造的一个故事。
Logos speaks, and heaven and earth are joined together.
道一发生，天和地就出现，而且被建立在一起。
That's creation.
这是创造。
So recovery involves Jesus, the creator, always generating Zoe.
所以讲到恢复，要讲到我们的主，他是创造的那位神，他一直要在他那里发出他的生命。
Now who is Logos?
谁是那个道呢？
He's creator.
他是创造主。
He creates by his word.
他用他的话就来创造。
This is what chapter 1 shows us.
这就是第一章要告诉我们的。
Every time he speaks, something is created.
每次他发生的时候，有一件事情就被造出来。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. All things were created by that Logos.
太初有道，道与神同在，所有万物都是借着他造的。
When the Logos speaks,
当道发生的时候，
in John 1:18,
在约翰一章十八节，
He exegetes God.
他就把神来显明的出来，表明出来。
This is a Greek word, exegesis.
这是一个希腊文的词，表明证明出来。
Now, what does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
Whenever Logos speaks,
当道发生的时候，
he brings something out into visibility which was previously there but hidden.
他把以前一直在那里但是被隐藏的一件事物就给表明出来。
Something was always there.
那件事情一直在那里。
But it was hidden.
但是隐藏的。
And Logos speaks,
当道发生的时候，
and you see it.
你就看见它了。
It's wonderful.
这是实在奇妙。
And then the rest of the chapter shows Jesus speaks and disciples are called, irresistibly called.
后面就第一章后面讲到主他在那里说话，他的门徒就不可抵抗的被他呼召出来。
There was John and Andrew.
你看见有约翰和安德烈。
Jesus said,
主说，
Come and see.
你来看。
And they were called to be disciples.
他们就被召出来成为门徒。
All he does is speak, and they come.
当他一发声，他们就来了。
He tells Peter, his name is Cephas, and it's a call.
他向彼得说你的名字是基法，然后彼得就被呼召了。
And Philip is called, and Nathanael is called. All Jesus has to do is say, ah, there's a man in whom there's no guile. Nathanael's called.
然后腓力被呼召，然后拿单业被呼召。主耶稣所要做的就是说，那里有一个人，他心里是没有诡诈的。
When the Logos speaks, man responds to his call.
当道发声的时候，人就对他有回应。
So he created disciples by his word.
所以他也是用着他的话来创造了这些门徒。
Well, that's just the first chapter. Now we have to get to chapter 3.
这是只是第一章，然后我们进到第三章。
Because here's where we see Zoe really spelled out for us.
这里我们就看见生命就显明给我们。
And here is the point of chapter 3.
第三章的意思是这样的。
When Logos speaks,
当道发声的时候，
the Spirit breathes life.
圣灵就把生命来吹入到我们里面。
This is a story of sonship.
这是我们讲到我们这个儿子的名分的事情。
When Logos speaks to you,
当道向你发声的时候，
the Spirit breathes life.
圣灵就把生命呼到你的里面。
And we see this in the story of Nicodemus.
然后我们就看见在尼克底姆的故事上面有这样的表明。
We know Nicodemus was a Pharisee, but he was a seeker. He saw something in Jesus.
我们知道尼克底姆是一个法利赛人，但是他是一个寻求的人，他在耶稣身上看见了一件事。
But looking at it from this angle, Nicodemus needed recovery.
从这个角度来看，尼克底姆他是需要恢复的。
Because he was doing something wrong, just like Christians do something wrong.
因为他在那里做一件事情是不对的，就像我们很多的基督徒一样，是做错的。
We think we can understand spiritual things with our minds.
我们一直认为我们是靠着我们的头脑，我们理解这些属灵的事情。
These minds have been poisoned at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是我们的头脑实际上是在分别善恶树的那个果子吃的时候，我们就已经被毒害了。
But Nicodemus comes. He says, "Oh, tell me about the kingdom of God. I want to know more."
但是尼克底姆来到主耶稣面前说，请你跟我讲一下神国的事情，我愿意更多的知道。
Jesus says, I can't tell you then.
耶稣说，我不能跟你讲。
Because unless you were born of the breath, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
因为你如果不重生，你就不能见神的国。
Now you have to understand.
你必须要明白。
That this word pneuma in Greek means spirit, breath, and wind.
这个希腊这个词，它讲到圣灵，讲到风，也讲到这个气息。
And Jesus is using all three of those in this chapter.
主在这章里面用到了三个意义。
So Nicodemus never got the answer to his question.
尼克底姆其实并没有得到他所要的答案。
But we knew he got saved.
但是我们知道他得救了。
Because we find him two more times in the gospel, and he's a follower of Jesus.
我们知道在看圣经里面有两次看见他是跟从主耶稣的。
But the point was that Logos speaks, and then the Spirit breathes.
这个我们的重点是说，当道发生的时候，圣灵就把这个气息吹入到我们的里面。
Jesus said it this way in John chapter 3, verses 7 and 8.
主耶稣在约翰三章七和八节是这样说的
Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
我说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你听见风的声响，却不晓得从哪里来。往哪里去？凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Now we think sometimes this is Jesus explaining something like a spiritual reality or spiritual theology.
我们一直以为耶稣在这里是解释这个属灵的实际，或者是属灵的神学。
No,
不是这样的。
Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus what's happening to him while he's listening.
主是在向尼克底姆来解释，当他听的时候，有什么事情发生在他的身上。
Nicodemus, while I'm speaking to you about being born again,
他说：“尼克底姆，当我跟你讲到要重生的这件事
，the Spirit of God is breathing on you.
神的灵就在向着你来呼气
，and you don't know where it's coming from.
你不知道是从哪里来。
You don't know where it's going.
你也不知道它要到哪里去。
But it's just like God as He breathed life into Adam. When the Spirit breathes, there's Zoe.
就像神他吹气在亚当的里面，当神出气吹气的时候，就有生命了。
Jesus spoke.
耶稣说了。
The Spirit.
那个圣灵就在那里吹气。
Just like the wind.
就像风一样。
Nicodemus, I don't understand. I don't understand. But I understand. Something's alive in me. Something inside, I understand. I always understood here. Now I understand here.
尼哥底母就说，开始说，哦，我不明白，我不明白。后来就说，哎，我慢慢的明白了。我以前一直认为我在头脑里面明白，但是我现在我从心里面我明白了。
Now you see, in part...This is a story, a great story about being born again and salvation.
这实际上是讲到希腊文里面讲到从灵里面重生。
But it's also a story about us.
这也是讲到我们的故事。
Now, how much head knowledge do you have?
你有多少头脑的知识呢？
Fresh from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, how much?
从新鲜的从分别善恶树的果子来的，有多少？
I see some very brainy heads here.
我看见
Lots of knowledge here.
很多很强的大脑，很多的知识。
Sometimes the more knowledge we have, the further we are from Zoe.
我们越多的知识，我们离生命越远。
If the Spirit can breathe Zoe, then we see and understand.
如果圣灵能够把生命吹到我们的里面，然后我们就可以看见，我们也可以明白。
Brothers and sisters, recovery is all about a spiritual revelation where something starts breathing the breath of life on this dead body and we live.
这个恢复是讲到我们这个死的取死的生命突然有一个圣灵把生命吹气到我们的里面然后我们就活过来了。
How wonderful.
是多么的奇妙。
And so God spoke and said, let there be light.
所以神说要有光。
And the Spirit of God was brooding on the waters.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And as soon as the sun said, let there be light, whew, the Spirit breathed on that thing and there was light.
一开始当神说到要有光的时候圣灵就吹气在上面然后就有光了。
And so in our lives,
我们的生命也是如此。
If our spirit is not being breathed on by the Holy Spirit,Then our lives have a dead religion and not life.
如果我们的灵没有圣灵吹气在上面，我们的只是拥有的只是宗教，是没有气息的。
And when the Spirit's breathing upon our spirit,
当圣灵吹气到我们的灵的上面
，there's Shekinah glory in the midst.
就在我们的中间有荣耀神荣耀的同在。
We may not be aware of it. Others would be aware of it.
我们可能没有意识到，但是别人会意识到。
Is the Spirit breathing upon us?
圣灵有没有吹气在我们的身上
？This is the key to His recovery.
这是他恢复的关键。
Now let's fill this out.
我们来把它来更多的来诠释一下。
Here's the abstract concept: Zoe life.And abundant life.
这里有一个好像很抽象的一个概念，讲到生命，而且更丰盛的生命。
Now, how is this fleshed out?
这怎么来成全
？So we go back to chapter two.
我们来到第二章。
What's the main part of chapter two?
第二章最主要的是什么呢
？The Cana wedding feast.
讲到迦拿的娶亲的宴席。
Jesus turning water into wine.
耶稣使水变成酒。
John chapter 2 opens and says,
第二章一开始是这样讲的。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no more wine.
第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席。耶稣的母亲在那里。耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。酒用尽了。耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Now at the end of the gospel, John says there's many other signs which Jesus did which we did not write down.
在约翰福音末了，约翰是这么说的：说有神主耶稣行了很多的神迹，我们没有记下来。
Which leads us to ask the question: Why would he make this his first sign?
这 就引起我们问这个问题，他为什么记载这样是主耶稣行的第一个神迹呢？
Why is it the first sign?
为什么这是第一个神迹呢？
Because recovery has to start in our personal life.
因为恢复必须从我们个人的生命开始。
This wedding, turning water into wine, there's nothing religious going on here.
这个宴席使水变成酒，没有任何宗教的方面。
John doesn't record a great sign done at the temple or done up at the Sermon on the Mount or sometime like that. This is just a wedding feast in a little town.
这个约翰没有记载在这个圣殿或者是在主登山宝训的那个山上的一些神迹，而只是讲到一个在乡下的一个婚宴的一个场合。
And just like the Jews, we like to separate religion and the rest of our life.
我们像犹太人一样，我们很喜欢把我们的宗教和我们的生活分割起来。
But Jesus wants to recover life, an abundant life.
但是耶稣他想要恢复生命和恢复那丰盛的生命。
Recovery starts at home, not at church.
恢复是从我们每个人的家里面开始，而不是从教会开始的。
Now what we see here is very wonderful.
我们在这里看见的是很奇妙的一件事。
It's the Creator.
是那个位造物主。
Transforming creation.
他把他所造的来改变。
Turning water into wine.
他把水变成酒。
This was a miracle.
这实际上是一个奇迹。
And when he recovers our life,
当他来恢复我们的生命的时候，
the water of our life turns to wine.
我们生命里面的水也变成酒。
It's got Zoe bubbles in it.
在里面你就看见有生命的泡泡。
It's effervescent.
就在那里泡冒泡。
It's the best wine.
这是最好的酒。
And the Creator has done that in our lives.
那位创造主在我们的生命里面做了这件事。
When you see a Christian whose life has been recovered,
当你看见一个生命被恢复的一个基督徒，
they're living the wine life.
他们过的是这个酒的生命。
And they're like a new wine skin.
他们像一个新酒囊。
And there's life and a breathing and a spirit about them.
然后在他们的灵里面，看见有这个活跃的这个气息。
This is the first sign.
这是第一个奇迹。
And we know it's about recovery.
我们知道是关于恢复的事情。
Because it says, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus at Cana of Galilee, and manifested His glory."
因为这是耶稣在加利利的加拿行的，显出他的荣耀来。
Now we come to John chapter 4.
然后我们来到约翰第四章。
You know, the Samaritan woman at the well.
讲到撒玛利亚的妇人在井那里。
We read in verse 10.
我们读到第十节。
Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you Zoe water."
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Now, sometimes we don't realize it, but Jesus is making a contrast here.
我们可能没有意识到耶稣他在这里做一个对比。
There's two kinds of water here.
这里讲到两种不同的水。
Well water
井水
and spring water.
和泉水。
Spring water is called living water.
泉水是讲到有生命的活水。
Bubbling up out of the earth, springing up in life.
它在那里从地里面冒泡冒出来，然后就活像有生命一样。
A well of water is a deep thing, but it can be a very still, even stagnant water.
这个井水是在深深的在地上，它可能是静止的，可能都是腐败的水。
He's saying to the woman,
主是对妇人这样说。
You know that well water.It's not as good as the springs of water I would give you. That's what they call living water, is spring water.
那个井水不如我要给你的这个泉水，这个活水要好。
Now what is this about?
这是什么意思？
Is this an argument about water?
是不是他们在争论水的事情呢？
No, this is all about the well of religion which can never satisfy.
这里讲到一个宗教的井，它绝对不能满足我。
Now, when we hear the dialogue, we realize this woman's a very religious woman, even though her life is completely sinful.
当我们看见这个妇人，我们知道她虽然有一个很罪恶的她的生活，但是她实际上是一个很宗教的一个妇人。
She's drawn from that well of religion that never satisfies.
她一直从那个宗教的井水里面来吸水，但是她永远不满足。
Jesus says, "What do you think it's important to God? What mountain you worship on?"
耶稣跟她说，你觉得？对神来说，什么更重要的呢？是你在什么山上祷告吗
？Do you think the outward forms of worship is what God's really after？
是不是这个外在的这些敬拜是神所需求的呢
？Don't you know He's looking for worshippers who have a spring of life welling up from within as they worship in spirit and in truth？
你知不知道神在那里寻找的是那要靠着？圣灵和心灵和诚实来敬拜的那些敬拜的人里面在他们里面有源泉在那里冒出来
But you know Christianity just like this thing here The woman's arguing about the Jewish place and the Samaritan place Whose mountain is better Whose worship is better And all is who's better Oh my church is better than your church My church has better worship than your church And you know and it's all wells
就像在这里好像犹太人也一样他们不停地在争论是在哪个地方更好的是敬拜是你的山更好还是我的山更好就像我们今天讲到你的教会更好还是我的教会更好其实我们都是我们都是宗教的井水
So the Logos speaks an inner springs of living spirit water
所以当道一发生从我们的里面就涌出这个活水来
We read verses 13 and 14 there
我们读到14和15节这里
Jesus answered and said to her Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again Whoever drinks of the water I will give him Shall never thirst but the water that I give him Will become in him a well of water Springing up into eternal Zoe
耶稣说人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源直涌到永生
Oh, she was hungry for that spiritual spring
她实际上是为着这个属灵的这个源泉来饥渴
Now, when there's a spring, there's always a blockage if there's nothing bubbling up
如果有一个泉你没有看见它在那里涌出来的话一定是有什么把它堵住了
She had to forsake her former life Sin often stands in the way of the spring really welling up.
这个罪一直会抵挡那个泉源来涌出来。
And many of the Lord's people have lost living worship.
主他的百姓很多，他们已经失掉了这个活的这个敬拜。
They don't worship in spirit and in truth.
他们不是用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Their spirit and their heart is not engaged when they sing song.
当他们唱诗的时候，他们里面的灵并没有参与其中。
Oh, we're really missing something.
我们在那里好像缺少了什么。
This woman was so hungry that the spring came right up out of her. She ran into the village and told everybody, just bubbled over.
这个妇人她是那样的饥渴，当这个泉涌到她里面的时候，她就那么冲到这个村子里面，向所有的人来讲。
Then there's John chapter 5.
然后我们来到约翰福音第五章。
Now there we have another religious outward thing.
我们又看见一个宗教的一个外在的一件事情。
The issue of John chapter 5 is the Sabbath.
那里讲到的是安息日。
There was a man bedridden for 38 years.
那里有一个躺在床上38年的人。
And he was waiting for some kind of superstitious miracle, some angels tapping the water.
他在那里等候的是一个迷信中的一个好像一个天使来降下来来搅动这个水。
And while he was waiting, Logos showed up.
当他在那里等候的时候道就出现了。
This man had been bedridden until Jesus says, "Stand up, take up your bed, and go home."
他在那里躺了38年，直到主跟他说起来，拿起你的褥子走吧。
And of course, the man got up, and in the end, when he saw Jesus in a little bit, he got saved.
然后那个人他站起来了，然后他等了一下，他就被痊愈了，被拯救了。
But all the people could do is argue about what you should and shouldn't do on the Sabbath.
但是人在那里所争论的只是你能不能在安息日做这个做那个。
As if man was made for the Sabbath,
好像人
and not the Sabbath made for man.
好像人是为安息日所造的，而不是安息日是为人所设立的。
So many believers have no spiritual rest whatsoever.
所以很多的信徒他们并没有属灵的他的安息。
They're bedridden.
他们好像这个病倒在床上。
And powerless to rest.
他们没有任何的安息的能力。
Because only Jesus can bring us into spiritual rest.
因为只有耶稣可以把我们带到属灵的安息里面。
And the chapter gets more interesting as it progresses.
当这章圣经它进展的时候就越来越有意思。
And Jesus comes to verse 39 and says,
耶稣来到三十九章这样说
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal Zoe, and these are they which testify of me.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证的就是这经。
And what do we see?
我们看见了什么
？It's so familiar today.
今天是那样的熟悉。
People studying scriptures.
人研读圣经。
Without logos speaking.
却没有得到道向他们说话
Without the Spirit giving life.
没有圣灵给他们生命
You know, these scriptures aren't just to be read intellectually, but you search the scriptures because you're looking for Zoe.
我们知道圣经不是让我们凭着头脑去读你们在里面查考圣经因为你们以为内中有永生
But what did the scriptures say?
但是圣经讲的是什么呢
Search for logos.
你们在那里寻找道。
They know the scriptures, but they don't know the logos.
他们知道这个圣经，但不知道里面的道。
They speak of me, I'm the logos.
他们讲论到我，但是我就是那道。
But you won't come to me to have life.
但是你们不愿意到我这里来得生命。
No, you want to use your brain, search the scriptures, but you're not in life.
但是你们要用你的头脑来查考圣经，而不是在生命的里面。
I don't want to discourage anybody from studying the Bible.
我不想在这里打消每个人学读圣经的这个积极性。
The Lord can use it.
主可以来用它。
But if our Bible studies are just an old dead well of information and talk and there's no logos and no spirit, then we're not digging in that search to find logos.
如果我们查经只是像一个宗教的井那样好像静止不动我们就没有深入到里面来在那里找到其中的道。
And then we come finally to John chapter 6.
我们最后来到约翰六章。
It says it was the season of Passover.
讲到是逾越节的那个季节。
And in that Passover season, you remember, Jesus fed the 5,000.
你记得在那个逾越节的季节，主让五千人吃饱。
And after feeding the 5,000, he spoke the first of his seven I ams.
当他喂饱了五千人以后，他讲了七个我是。
In John 6:35,
六章三十五节
，Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of Zoe. He who comes to me will not hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst."
耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不可。
Again in verse 51.
然后在五十一节。
I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I give for the life of the world is my flesh.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮人若吃这粮就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
The logos is our bread of life.
道就是我们生命的粮。
He's called here the bread from heaven.
讲到他是从天上来的粮。
The true bread.
他是那真粮。
The bread of God.
是神的粮。
The bread of life.
是生命的粮。
The living bread.
是活的粮。
This is about recovering the Zoe at the Lord's table.
这是论到我们在主的桌子面前来恢复那个生命。
Now, if you look carefully, you'll notice in John 13, that Jesus, there's no reference made in John 13 to the Lord's table, to the Last Supper.
如果你留心的话，你觉得在你会看见在十三章的里面，并没有讲到神他主的最后的晚餐这件事情。
But for the Christian who reads chapter 6, and if the Spirit breathes upon you, you'll realize he's talking about him being now, as Logos, our true Passover.
如果你留心的话，在第六章讲到主他是那个逾越节，他是那个生命的真粮。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
It takes us right back to the matzahs there at the Passover, where the Jews were under the blood and eating the matzah.
就让我们回到在出埃及记那里面，看见那些犹太人他们在这个血的下面吃那个无酵饼。
Only the bread of life can save us from the angel of death.
只有这个生命的粮可以使我们避免灭命天使的追杀。
But then again, when he speaks in the chapter, I am the living bread.
当他说到在这一章说到我是那生命的粮的时候
Now, ，there he's talking about the manna in the wilderness.
他又讲到是在旷野的玛拿。
The living bread, if we're to live by this bread, we have to gather it daily, like the manna in our personal lives.
这个生命的粮，如果我们要靠它为生的话，我们每天我们都要来去收取。
But then, surprisingly, the last thing he says.
另外让我们惊讶的是他最后所说的。
I am the bread that gives life to the world, which is my flesh.
他说我。是赐给 生命的粮，这粮就是我的肉。
And here at the Lord's table,
我们在主的桌子面前
，we see not only the bread of life, but we see the Lamb of God.
我们不仅看见生命的粮，而且我们看见神他的羔羊。
We come to the table to receive life.
我们来到他的桌子面前，我们是为了获取生命。
But we come to the table eating of the Lamb of God.
我们来到。主的桌子，我们是吃神的羔羊。
And John, if you study that chapter 6, you'll see what he's trying to bring his life back into the Lord's table.
如果你仔细研读约翰六章，你看见他想恢复，把主的生命恢复到主的桌子。
Now I realize I'm preaching to the choir because all of you, for the most part, take the Lord's table every week.
我知道，我只是向你们很熟明白这些的人来讲讲道，因为你们每周都来有主的桌子。
You realize you're a very small bunch of minority. Most churches don't break bread every Sunday.
你们只要知道，你们只是这里很少数的一些人，因为大多数的教会他们并不是每个主日都来擘饼纪念主。
Sometimes they've lost eating the bread of the Word of God.
他们以前，他们失去了来吃神这个生命的饼。
Sometimes they've forgotten the Lamb of God.
有时候他们忘记神的羔羊。
But I hope you remember even tomorrow when we gather together.
但是我希望你们明天当我们聚集的时候，你们记得。
Because the Lord's table should be a time when the glory comes down.
因为主的桌子应该是他的荣耀来降下来的那一刻。
Well, now spiritual reality is made up of Zoe and Phos and Agape.
我们的属灵的生命是由光、由生命和和爱来组成的。
And it was hard even for his disciples to understand.
对他的门徒来说都很难来理解。
He told Nicodemus, "The kingdom is spiritual."
他向尼哥底母说，神的国实际上是属灵的。
He told the woman at the well.This water is spiritual.
他对那个在井旁的妇人说，这个水是属灵的。
He told the Jews, this Sabbath is spiritual.
他对犹太人说，安息日是属灵的。
He told the multitudes that the bread is spiritual.
他对那个众人来讲说，这个粮是属灵的。
You know, as soon as he said, unless you eat my bread and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And they all took it physically. And he said, the flesh profits nothing. It's the spirit that gives life. It's the spirit that gives Zoe.
他在那里说，如果除非你吃我的肉喝我的血，否则你就跟我无关了。你知道是生命，是属灵来给，才能灵给的生命。
The Lord is recovering his church.
我们的主，他在那里恢复他的教会。
As he speaks his living logos.
他在那里把他活的生命向我们来说话。
And as the Spirit breathes his breath upon us.
圣灵就把他的气吹到我们的身上，在我们的圣灵上面。
So we just sang that song about, you know, breathing in.
我们刚开始唱了那首诗歌，呼出和吸入。
This weekend, let's breathe in Zoe life.
这个周末，愿意我们能够把生命吸进来。
Oh Lord, we thank you so much.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
When you were in the midst of your disciples, there was Zoe flowing all over the place.
当你在你的门徒的当中，那里有生命在那里到处的充满。
No old wells, no old wineskins.
不是一个古井，也不是一个旧的酒袋。
It was life.
而是生命。
In everything you did.
在你所做的一切的当中。
Now you're bringing that life into the church.
现在你也要把你的生命来带进你的教会的里面。
Not only life, but abundant life.
不仅仅是生命，而且是丰盛的生命。
Open the springs of life for us.
求你为我们打开生命的源泉。
Help us to live by the very energy of our Creator God.
帮助我们靠着来创造我们的神的能量来活。
May the Lord's table tomorrow be an enjoyment of the wine as you've changed our water into it.
当我们明天拨饼的时候，愿意成为我们享用 你的生命的那一刻。
Thank you for leading us in the way of recovery.
也谢谢你带领我们走恢复的路。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。